Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my fate. Cause the last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's too late.
Welcome back 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with Michael Salzman. Mike is with Berman & Company, a VP there. And they help their clients and do research on public policy, especially in the area of labor, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's right. You know, Rick Berman, the founder, many years ago, did labor law for the U.S. Chamber, and his mentor was a guy named Norman Brinker, who founded Chili's. So he's got many years thinking about and kind of practicing with labor issues.
So with this minimum wage thing, by the way, give me a real quick report on the DOL overtime exemption rule that got killed by a judge. Is that gone now? I mean, is it completely obliterated and not on our radar anymore? Can we quit worrying about that?
As I understand, the rule in its current form is not going to be something that people need to worry about. I mean, I've heard some rumblings about, you know, would they come back?
But companies still, in anticipation of that, and part of it's my fault, because I told them to get ready for it. I said, guys, you can't let this run up on you. It could be bad. Of course, I didn't know the judge was going to kick it out. But a lot of companies went ahead and made those changes. I'll give you a real quick example. And I predicted this. I actually wrote a piece. You can follow up and check it. What I said, I know a company that gave their employee, their managers raises to meet that, but they did not raise their payroll budget. So you know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Instead of working 65 hours a week, they now work 85 hours a week. Or some kind of ridiculous number like that. See what I mean? We made more money, but I don't get to see my child.
That's right.
So that's what that did. This is what happens, Mike. This is what happens, folks, when the government gets between me and my employees and the relationship we have. Right.
You know, and Andy Puzder, to his credit, actually, I think did an excellent job articulating the problems with the overtime law. Beyond any specific economic consequences, it's harmful to people who want to get into an industry,
exactly.
Who want to put in more hours and time and work their way up. You know, the mindset that sort of says, well, you should be happy with less hours because it gives you more time outside of work when you're trying to build your career.
That's a liberal notion. That's a left wing notion. That's baloney. So all right, I want to move over real quick. I want to leave enough time for minimum wage because there's a federal minimum wage and then there are local minimum wages, right?
That's right. So
and those
you know,
are starting to get out of hand, aren't they?
Incredible statistic here: over 40 states and localities raised their minimum wage at the start of the new year. In New York State alone, I think there's 14 different minimum wages, depending on what part of the state you're in, what type of business you are, and how many employees you have. Just a mind-boggling patchwork of wage increases. And I think what you'll see is more of this local pressure as unions realize that they're sort of stymied on the federal level. I mean, they couldn't get a 10-10 minimum wage bill through the Senate when it was democratically controlled, or when it was controlled by Democrats. And so there's no chance that they're going to get something through now. And so I think what they're going to do is they're going to try and find ways to push the envelope in friendly locales. But the evidence, I'll tell you, is really, really catching up with them. I mean, we are just seeing, it feels like every week here, devastating stories. I mean, just over the weekend, I was reading about even in Iowa, you know, some of these counties in Iowa have experimented with higher minimum wages.
Yep, yep.
Gets frozen yogurt stores closing there.
Absolutely.
You know, long-time cafes.
These have consequences. When you go mucking around with the operating statements, especially of small companies, it has unintended but not unanticipated, not unexpected consequences. And I know they don't mean
right.
to do it, but it's completely predictable, Mike, what could happen. And I'll tell you, in my opinion, there should never be any more minimum wage increases, ever. No more. Let the market bear what it will bear. And in today's world, it evens out. 100 years ago, it was a problem. In 21st century, people pay what they have to pay, and I just think it's a mistake to raise minimum wage. And what do you think? Last thoughts.
Yeah, I think it's right. I mean, you know, I talk to employers in some markets, you know, if you're in a market that's a competitive market, you're not going to be able to pay minimum wage and hire in good people. But, you know, the problem comes when you start raising the pay floor and you're saying, well, you can't pay less than $12 or $15 an hour to hire somebody in.
Right.
That's when you mess up that whole mechanism, and instead of getting people in and working their way up, you end up with a lost generation of young folks who never got a first
job.
And
the people who think that it should be raised, my question to them is, where's that money going to come from?
Yeah.
It's not like small business owners are sitting on a pot of gold. They're hoarding out here, Mike.
And people still like the dollar menu, Jim. They still want low prices.
They still do. And I don't think they're going to like all those kiosks either. Mike, I need the website quickly one more time.
Yeah, minimumwage.com. And we just bought the website fightfor15.com, which the SEIU used to own. So they should go there as well.
Good for you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.